And now to Springfield, Ohio, where Haitians have faced threats of violence after top Republicans spread lies accusing the immigrant community of eating pets. Some Haitians are leaning on their religious faith to get through this time and finding support from unlikely sources. Catherine Mobley from member station WYSO reports.
Pastor Reginald Silancier believes it was God's plan that brought him to Springfield in 2021. On a sweltering afternoon, we meet outside of the First Evangelical Haitian Church of Springfield, Ohio, where he pastors.
How long have you been holding services here?
How long? 5 months.
The one-story brick building accommodates several hundred Haitian congregants. Through an interpreter, Silancier says his parishioners are anxious.
As Haitians, so we are scared like to get out because like we've been receiving a lot of threats physically and verbally in different forms. Like the last time, even in the yard of the church, some people, they came physically trying to threaten us and trying to say a lot of things. And we've been receiving like threats like through the phone.
According to the pastor, comments by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and his VP running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, are fueling hate talk. More than 30 bomb threats have flooded the city, its public school districts, and area colleges. Now each day, state troopers are sweeping every public school building prior to classes. There are mobile police towers and 2 bomb-sniffing dogs on duty throughout the city. Our conversation is interrupted by a knock on the door. It's a tall, gray-haired man in a maroon t-shirt, jeans, and weathered suspenders. Smiling, Eric Krobe gives to Pastor Silancier 4 gray plastic bags, each filled with Haitian Creole Bibles.
Thank you so much.
Now, I've got ABCs of salvation, and they're in each one of them, so.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Since 2019, Crow says his Bible study group has given out Bibles for other immigrant groups in the city. He now believes it's their mission to buy and deliver Haitian Creole Bibles.
We need to love each other. We're all God's kids, and God wants us all to live together. He doesn't want hate. God gave his son for us all.
I follow Crow back to his red pickup truck where his wife Terry is waiting. He wipes built-up sweat from under his black framed eyeglasses.
I'm actually a Trump person, and I'm a little upset with him bringing this up, even though the Free America guy may be saying some things he shouldn't say.
Terry is also a Trump supporter, but worries the hate speech is hurting her family.
It is tearing us apart. We have a grandson that's 11 that's being exposed to all of this with lots of questions about why all this is happening, and it's hard to give him an answer. I told him yesterday, I said, all we're going to do is just keep praying a whole lot for the city and for the people that are being affected by all this.
During the past 5 years, an estimated 15,000 Haitian immigrants have settled in Springfield, increasing the city's population to around 75,000. The rapid growth is straining public services, including health care and education, and provoking frustrations over the lack of federal support. The Catholic Conference of Ohio published a letter asking the public to treat Springfield's Haitian immigrants with respect and dignity. Bishop William Barber echoed this sentiment during a vigil outside of one of the city's churches.
Any group that has created such a hostile environment is acting contrary to God, contrary to love, contrary to humanity, and contrary to the Constitution that says we are to ensure domestic tranquility and to establish justice. This attempt to use the attack on immigrants is an attempt to allow people to run for office and not deal with the real issue.
Pastor Silancier says he's staying in Springfield and reassures his congregation.
It's not going to be permanent, and God going to save them from this.
For NPR News, I'm Catherine Mobley in Springfield.